You are listening to Relational Intelligence. My name is Steve Saccone. I am the author of Relational Intelligence, and I'm so glad that you have grabbed a copy of this book, or I should say, you are now listening to this audiobook. My hope and my prayer is that you would grow in your self-awareness as well as your relational awareness or social awareness and all the dynamics that come with those things. So let's get started. Hope you enjoy the journey. Chapter 1, The Human Economy. Although Carly and I had been in 8th grade together, something changed when I saw her in 9th grade. When she walked into the room, it seemed that every teenage boy had his eye on the girl I thought was the prettiest one at school. But there was a big obstacle to asking her out. Her beauty intimidated me. After a couple months, I stopped allowing my fear of rejection to stifle my pursuit. I devised a scheme to ask her out that guaranteed a response of yes. It was a simple strategy, one that many others use when they're young and infatuated, and even when they are adult men with perceived courage and strength. I decided to ask her friends if she, quote-unquote, liked me, while ensuring that she wouldn't find out that I, quote-unquote, liked her. To my surprise, I discovered Carly had a little thing for me as well. She agreed to go out with me, but for 14-year-olds, what is dating anyways? I wasn't even old enough to drive. The only money I had was from my parents for taking out the trash and washing dishes. For me, dating involved seeing each other at lunch and at our lockers between classes. Of course, we also talked on the phone at night, which was often filled with uncomfortable silence. But isn't awkwardness the teenage modus operandi? I decided to move forward anyway. 2 weeks into our dating relationship, I took Carly on our first date. That is, I asked to see if her mom could drop her off at my house on Friday night, and she did. After she met my parents, they went into the next room and left us by ourselves. I was nervous about whether we could make conversation for 2 hours. After all, I was a teenage boy, used to having entire conversations consisting of grunts and comments of bodily functions, but in an effort to avoid this dilemma, I had rented a romantic comedy. After the movie, I was hoping we would only have a few minutes before her mom came. Although I really liked her, I didn't really know what to talk about, but I tried. How did you like the movie? I asked. It was good. How did you like it? I thought it was good too. That's about the extent of our conversation. As we sat on my couch, I wanted to connect so badly, but didn't really know how. So I came up with a seemingly brilliant solution. I decided to take our relationship to the next level. I slowly put my arm around her and started rubbing her shoulder. Then my clammy palm grasped hers as I looked into her big brown eyes and attempted to create a meaningful moment. The next thing that came tumbling out of my mouth was, "I love you." Pure silence. She sat there looking at me with a blank stare. It was not so much the look of affection and adoration that I was hoping for, but more the look of someone standing in the middle of the road about to get hit by a Mack truck. Saying "I love you" in that moment was the verbal equivalent of someone jamming a stick into my bike spokes while going 30 miles an hour. After what seemed like an eternity, Carly managed to get out 2 words. A confused, "Thank you?" Of course, she had no idea how to respond. What else could she say? It's no surprise that our relationship ended shortly thereafter. In an effort to take our relationship to the next level, I had said something completely foolish, and it produced the opposite effect from what I wanted. Instead of bringing us closer, it broke us apart. I didn't know a name for what happened, but the fact is I didn't have any relational intelligence. I tried to create a meaningful moment without doing the work of cultivating the relationship. I attempted to force something that the relationship wasn't ready for. My motives were selfish, and my awareness of her emotions and own desires was not even considered. Not to mention that my approach was awkward, insensitive, and foolish. My lack of relational intelligence in that moment reflects a bigger reality that has a profound impact on leadership, for better or worse. As leaders, our capacity for relational intelligence can be the cause of both our failures and our successes. One mistake can do enough damage to dissolve a relationship. In one instant, we can destroy what's taken years to build. If you have experienced what it feels like to be the victim of someone else's lack of relational intelligence, you know exactly what I mean. For instance, instead of trying to resolve conflict appropriately, maybe someone verbally attacks you, and as a result, your relationship implodes. Or maybe someone makes you believe that he or she is trustworthy, but then violates that trust and wounds you deeply with harsh or inappropriate words. or maybe you follow someone's leadership.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?